Good morning, my friends. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Monday morning as we begin our week together in God's Word. Today we are in Mark chapter 2. And here Jesus heals a paralyzed man and the teachers of the law accuse him of blasphemy. Why not? My goodness. And then also Jesus calls a tax collector to be one of his followers. And God's guiding word for us as we begin this week is discipleship. So let's begin reading Mark chapter 2 at verse 1. A few days later, Jesus went back to Capernaum, and the news spread that he was at home. So many people came together that there was no room left, not even out in front of the door. Jesus was preaching the message to them when four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man to Jesus. Because of the crowd, however, they could not get the man to Jesus, and so they made a hole in the roof right above the place where Jesus was, and when they had made an opening, they let the man down, lying on his mat, and seeing how much faith they had, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My son, your sins are forgiven." Well, some teachers of the law who were sitting there thought to themselves, "How does he dare talk like this? This is blasphemy. God is the only one who can forgive sins." At once, Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he said to them, "Why do you think such things? Is it easier to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, pick up your mat, and walk?' I will prove to you then that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, pick up your mat, and go home." And while they all watched, the man got up, picked up his mat, and hurried away. They were all completely amazed, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Well, Jesus went back again to the shore of Lake Galilee, and a crowd came to him, and he started teaching them. As he walked along, he saw a tax collector, Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting in his office. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Levi got up and followed him. Later on, Jesus was having a meal in Levi's house, and a large number of tax collectors and other outcasts were following Jesus, and many of them joined him and his disciples at the table. Now, some teachers of the law who were Pharisees saw that Jesus was eating with these outcasts and tax collectors, so they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with such people?" And Jesus heard them, and he answered, "People who are well do not need a doctor, but only those who are sick. I have not come to call respectable people, but outcasts." And today's key verse is Mark chapter 2, verse 17, where Jesus answered, "People who are well do not need a doctor, but only those who are sick. I have not come to call the respectable people, but the outcasts." And again, there is just that ugly green monster of envy, you know, pops its head up. Here was Jesus, a young upstart, just 30 years of age. He was drawing more crowds and bigger crowds than all of the other Pharisees who, you know, they like to prance around town in their fancy robes and have people bow down and call them master and call them, you know, rabbi and all of these things. And here comes Jesus, not wearing any fancy robes, not touting any kind of, you know, great college degree. He's just speaking the truth. And they couldn't stand it. He was upsetting the status quo. And so rather than to, you know, question their own motives, to question, you know, their way of living, what was important in their life, maybe doesn't quite measure up to what God says is important. No. We can't do anything like that. We have to attack the one who is different. And so they have to reach out to Jesus and begin to berate him because he is different from the rest. Well, beloved, you know, the Bible says that we are a peculiar people. And that's right. We're supposed to stick out like a sore thumb. And the reason is that God needs to draw the attention of the world to his children who can then give the message of salvation, the message of the kingdom. Amen. Are you ready? Are you ready to carry that burden? Are you ready to stick out like a sore thumb so that people will be drawn to you to listen to the message of salvation? I hope we all are when God gives the opportunity. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you reach out in love to everyone, especially those cast out by society. Thank you for reaching out to me and welcoming me into your kingdom. Teach me to reach out with compassion and love to those who have been ostracized and to share with them the good news of your love and salvation. Amen. Well, beloved, that's the end of our time together this morning. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Mark chapter 2, beginning at verse 18, where Jesus is questioned about fasting and about the Sabbath. But until then, my prayer is that every good blessing, every wonderful blessing is yours. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.